Chairman Mike Toobin talks about the area that is now considered the town's historic district.
It runs basically from Water Street and Sandwich Street through the center of town, down South Park Ave, the waterfront around the Rotary, and then back down Water Street up to Sandwich Street.
Toobin says some town officials were present at the meeting, including Selectman Chair Dick Quintle and Selectman Harry Helm.
Some of the input from Harry Helm in particular was that we should be thinking bigger, expanding further, going up around the training green, maybe down to Stevens Field.
Toobin says further that the current area
we're proposing is Lincoln Street, Union Street, Bradford Street, including the Yacht Club, the Marina, 11 Lincoln, and the Nathaniel Morton School.
Selectman Chair Dick Quintle has often mentioned the need to examine expansion of the historic district at select board meetings. And Toobin says one area of concern at the meeting was Bradford Street, explaining that there are a lot of small postage stamp sized lots there.
And what if somebody bought up three lots, tore them down, and then built one big house, which would totally ruin the character of the street and change the historic character of the street?
So the Historic District Commission will continue to hold public hearings on the matter.
And then based on the public input and the results of those meetings, the Historic District Commission will take a vote to send this to town meeting.
The next regularly scheduled meeting is on Wednesday, the 26th, at Town Hall at 7 in Plymouth. Bobby Clark, WATD News.